Pereira Road or something that went here, and then a road cut below it, what would you call that? And, you know, a road had to go below it. Do you ever have any of those?
No, not in Miami per se. There's one in Lauderdale, but you know, all of our things went over.
Over, what would you call it?
Just crossings, road crossings.
Okay.
That's wrong.
You didn't have any that was over the point where both a train and a car could go at the same time?
No, not that I can remember. I don't know, right, because they were all, mostly all of them were on top of it.
Okay, in a neighborhood, you know, how was the usual, how were cars usually parked along the streets? Were they, you know?
Primarily parallel.
Okay.
Parallel parking rather than angle parking. Or, you know, if you were in the residential section, you probably parked in your yard, but you could always park on the side of the road parallel. Very seldom. I don't remember any place other than up in the village that we had angle parking. Mostly it was parallel. That's what we used to call the white part of the road, the village.
The white, okay.
Yeah, we used to call it the village.
And they had wider streets, is that?
Just here recently did they, employ angle parking. No, and that's because they widened the streets at a certain area. But almost all the time it was primarily parallel parking, unless you went into a parking lot. It was parallel parking.
Okay, what did you call those outlets for fire hoses that you're not supposed to park near?
I can't even think of fire hydrants.
Okay. Any other names that you might have?
Nothing else.
Okay. If you go downtown to park, okay, did you have a name? Did they have buildings for parking? Different levels?
As a kid, no.
Okay.
They had parking lots. But now, you know, as of now, we do have parking garages downtown, but the only thing we had were parking lots rather than parking garage.
So you would call the type of building with several levels of a parking
garage.
Okay. And what are the tallest buildings in the town, in Miami? What are they?
What are they called?
Just what are they?
The courthouse was one.
Was one? That's
all right. As a matter of fact, that was the one that we all really liked looking at. I know their buildings are taller now, but the courthouse was a landmark of Miami, you know. You can always see the courthouse if you can get off on a clearing way. And that was about the tallest building we could think of.
What would you call, is there any general names or, like for a very tall building, would you have a name for it specifically or generically or generally?
Skyscraper would be the only thing I could think of.
Could they have used that for buildings in Miami?
Seldom.
For example, if it was, an office building that's as tall as, say, the courthouse.
Mm-hmm.
So, what would you refer to that as? Just a
just an office building, really.
Okay, and if it was for apartments, how might you refer to that?
An apartment building, a condominium. These are just new things that are, on my head right now.
Yeah. Now, if most apartments are just on one or two levels or something like that, you know, most condominiums I'm familiar with are maybe at the most three stories, you know. But if you had one that was, 10, 15 stories, would you distinguish that any different?
No, towers would be the only thing I could think of. I know of the park towers, and we used to just call them the towers.
Would you ever call them high rise?
No. That's a new one to me. Right?
Okay. I was just wondering if high rise apartment.
Yeah. Things like this.
If that's ever been used much.
I don't think so. I think we just used the plain term apartment or towers or something like that.
Okay. You were talking about behind your house, you said there was there a small roadway back there for...
In the back of my house?
Yeah.
No, we used to just make paths, going from one house to another. And so we would just walk through people's yards, and it was a path that had been just trampled down because of people walking through the bushes and stuff like that.
Okay. In a city, you have the main streets in the front, and then sometimes behind the houses they have, it's not paved or something,
no.
Using for garbage pickup or something
like
that.
Yeah, that wasn't prevalent with us.
All right, what would you call those?
Hmm. I guess I would call them back road or something like this. I would have no delineation or any or alleys or something like this. I would have no real great.
Okay, if you call them or an alley, you know, mm-hmm. alleys really.
Right.
Would you have ever considered like the side of a house or you know, like these paths you were talking mm-hmm. beside a house now?